Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio world. What's up? This is Brother B and
hey.
Nicole.
I'm here.
Yeah, yes, you are. Thank you. Mika has not shown up in the mix yet, but thank you for tuning in or archiving another episode of the menu. And Nicole, how have you been?
I'm cool. Back hurts, cool? I'm good.
Yeah, what's with all this back hurt? You been working too hard?
Yes. My job is physical. Been working hard. And I think I pulled something.
I mean, you said that kind of sketchy, but I'm just going to leave that. Just going to leave it right
I think
there.
That's sketchy. Don't even go there.
I didn't start
my second job yet. My second job is going to be sliding down the pole.
Whoa, wait a minute, hold on. Do we have to switch topics? This is that sliding down the pole. Why? About the pole? What's up with that?
Sliding down the pole. That's gonna be my second job. What? I'm gonna be in the big girls club, sliding down poles.
Okay. And it's funny how all of a sudden Mika just comes in when you're talking about poles and sliding down poles, and then she just all of a sudden she
yes.
joins in.
Yes.
I am
scarred
for life.
What's up with that?
I do not want to know about my. I don't want to know about my big sister sliding down poles. It's TMI. TMI.
Mika, you know how expensive it is in New York. In order to live here in New York, you have to slide down a pole. Cause ain't nobody trying to help a single woman with no kids and everything. So I got to slide down a pole in order to make ends meet. So that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Wait a second. Ain't nobody trying to help no woman with kids. What you talking about?
And with me, it's like, get out of here. You got no kids, live in your car. Like, I don't have a car, so live on the train. So, you know, got to go to the big girl club. Not the thick girl club, because they got no stomach. I have to go to the one with the gut so I can slide down the hole. So, you know.
So is this next week's topic?
No.
Are you sure?
This is just breaking the ice talk, but.
It should be next week's topic.
I think
we should go with the big girls club sliding down the poles for next week's topic.
See, Nicole,
you're gonna start us in trouble.
Before the show started, we was talking about August 26th episode. You know, the art of intimacy, you know, trying to get in, you know, talk about that a little bit, but you want to, you know, join the merry-go-round a little late.
Listen.
My job is to come in at the tail end and hear the stuff the wrong way and make a big production out of what I've heard.
Oh, so you're not, now you're like the Mr. You're like the Mr. Furley of the Three's
Company.
There you go. You're like the Mr. Furley.
Now you get it. Now you understand.
Gotcha.
See, I'm supposed to do that.
That's right.
But see, now I really want this as a topic.
Didn't I send you guys that video with that big person sliding down the pole?
Yeah, I've seen a few videos, but don't act like you don't know.
Listen, if this person can be in the club stripping and was getting money, I didn't know if that was a man or a woman, and they had dollars thrown at them. So I was like, well, shit, I can't go.
Listen, I'm still scarred from the dude that was on the pole better than the chick. Don't mess with me.
He's the instructor.
Yeah,
it was a dude.
He's the one teaching the class. That's how come he was killing it. I was like, damn.
See, and now I'm mad. Why is he on the pole when he's working it better than I could? That's the problem.
Because he's, you know, how you doing?
Well, shoot, me and Janae need to get together then.
What? Nah, he ain't gonna embarrass me, man. You're stupid. He was popping and dropping it.
He ain't gonna embarrass me neither. He's gonna give me some pointers. That's what he gonna do. Cause I'm gonna pay him for the pointers. That's how that's going.
All right.
The minute he dropped down on his knees, I was like, okay, EMS time.
That's how, That's how we doing out there. Oh, fine, Brother B.
I particularly don't want to hear about a dude on the pole.
But you're taking it the wrong way, because we're talking about him teaching us how to be on the pole. We ain't talking about him
moving out. First of all, this is all I want to say, is no dude should be teaching a woman how to dance on a pole. That's that.
Well, apparently, you know why he's able to do it. Like, hello.
Well, apparently, I don't want to know why. you still feel some kind of way about that?
No, I don't feel no way about it, but it's like you can't teach a man how to have a baby, so you shouldn't be teaching a woman how to
dance.
Yeah,
in the model classes.
We can't teach a guy how to have babies, but we could hook them up to a machine so they could feel what it's like to have a baby.
I don't want to be hooked up to no machine that teach me how to be on the pole. That's just that. How about that?
Now, there's a whole other image in my head.
I don't like heights anyway. So
well, damn
oh
it.
My goodness.
Well, you as tall as the pole. It would defeat the purpose.
He has a chair.
This sounds like the male version of Flashdance.
Chocolate City, we're going to leave you alone. Chocolate City.
Yeah, listen, that's for private use only. You know what I'm saying?
I'm working on that. I ain't doing no promo. It's time to exit.
Not your promo. I mean the mass audience promo, not your promo. I don't want to see your promo. No offense, but that's way too much information.
Do you see any man do that? The minute I see my dude on a pole or in the chair dancing, it's time to exit stage left. Because why are you popping and locking? What's wrong?
I don't know, but you'd have to ask Peggy Bundy. Sorry, I was watching the Bundys earlier.
I cannot watch that anymore.
I can watch the Bundys.
All right,
now
guys.
Because,
y'all are bad. Y'all too bad.
We're bad influencers,
so,
okay?
Tonight's topic.
Caring for old people?
Dealing with an aging parent. I mean, it's not something that too many people talk about. And the thing that... The reason why I came up with the topic is because
you want to torture us.
People who are actually doing the caretaking really don't get too much of the credit. You know, they get kind of abused in a situation where they're constantly, it's a constant demand on those individuals, and you know, their job kind of gets unnoticed in a way. But then when, God forbid, something happens, somebody's looking, you know, like, hey, you know, cut the check. Like, where's my money?
Cut the check.
And
I think that's sad. Let's be real. Let's go beyond cut the check. Let's go to, why is their money missing? You've been taking care of them all of this time, X, Y, and Z. But what they fail to realize is, yeah, I'm taking care of them, and I'm using their retirement money or their pension or whatever the hell it is to keep the bills going, to pay for these doctor visits, to pay for these prescriptions, to transport them back and forth. See, and
sometimes
that's a depending on the child or the caregiver, I should say.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you have some that are actually honest and they do the job, and then, but you can tell the difference. You know how you can tell the difference? Because the one that's actually doing the job the right way, that parent is actually taken care of. You know, they're not sick. They don't have any, you know, blisters on the rear end. You know, they're not wanting anything or anything like that. You know, now the ones that are not doing the job, you can tell because they're the ones riding around in the newest car.
It all depends on the level of the parent. I mean, if you're dealing with a parent
that has dementia or something like that, it can go either way.
I mean, there's various situations, of course, that in terms of that. But you know, my thing is, you know, when it does happen, when you do have that one child or caretaker that is not really interested in the well-being of, you know, the parent, well, the elder that they're taking care of, is like, what do you do? It's like, how do you, like, how does that really get addressed? And, you know, what's the deal with that? Because, like, it, I mean, real talk at the end, you know, God, like I said, God forbid something happens and, you know, that parent moves on. Somebody's looking for money. Somebody's looking for some type of compensation. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. What did, in the grand scheme of things, what did you really do?
Oh, please, I had a cousin who was looking for something, and my grandmother wasn't even in the ground. And I was like, are you serious? I was over it. I was like, you got a lot of freaking nerve, because your last words to her were not the best words, and who the hell are you to come looking for anything when it comes to her? You didn't do shit when you was in the house with her for a fucking month, except for sit on your butt and freaking expect somebody to give you something. Honey, it don't work that way. Get out of here.
And that's my problem. It's like, where do people get off thinking that it's okay? Like, it's okay.
Because they're
living
by blood, and that's the problem.
And they're selfish. And they're users. And they're greedy.
They think,
and it's all about themselves.
They think being a blood relative entitles them to certain things. It entitles you to absolutely nothing. And Nicole and I was having this conversation earlier. I said, if her and I are lucky, we can get our mothers in the same spot, and we ain't going to have nothing to worry about, because they can drive each other crazy. We'll visit, we'll do what we got to do, but at the end of the day, Heckle and Jekyll can drive each other crazy.
Yeah, it's hard work, man,
okay.
Especially, like, Nika is the only child, even though I have other brothers, my might as well say I'm the only child, because I'm the only one that will do it. You understand? And I think that's worse. I'd rather have been the only child than to have siblings and feel like I'm the only child.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that. But it ain't no picnic neither, believe me, because when my mother gets her ways, like if she gets sick or something, I'm already panicking on the phone, like, you need me, I'm on my way. And she yelling
exactly.
at me for freaking dropping everything. I'm like, dude, you're all I have. What am I supposed to do, not come and take care of you? I'm a grown woman. I can take care of myself. So I spend 15 minutes getting yelled at for being a good kid. Oh, well. I'm used to it by now.
She's strong and independent. That's why. It's hard. It's harder for somebody like that to ask for help. You know that.
Her independence is going to cause her to get beat up by me.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta kick in the door. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, that's why I still have peace to her house.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Hope she
don't
be. Well, that's the invasion of privacy.
No, it's not.
Listen, I have the decency to call first to make sure she ain't swinging with no chandeliers.
Well, okay.
Exactly.
Moving on. So, yeah. yeah.
There's an image nobody wanted.
Yeah, but it's like I said in the episode info, it's like you see all this junk on TV about
mm-hmm.
how they have all these little systems intact, the little life alerts and, you know, all this and all types of government programs and whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Do people really care? Or are you just doing this to just pacify? Like,
I mean,
how much
is
really
people
dedicated?
That care. You have people that care, but then you have some people who really can't drop. Like I said, since it's just me, and, you know, thank God my mom still is functioning, but when she does get to the point where she can't function, I can't just drop my job and take care of her, because then I won't be able to take care of her. So you have
mm-hmm.
to get whatever funding you can to help. You understand? And Life Alert helps, because I work with Nationwide, who was with, I forgot the other one. You know, it the program helps. You just have to have somebody that's going to work with it. You understand?
Yeah,
you know, as long as you have somebody to help you, or as long as you can stay on top of it, it helps.
Yeah, but here's your drawback to that, you know. As on top as you are, as on top of it as you want to be, there's always going to be a freaking monkey wrench somewhere. Make no mistake.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
We were
and
doing
that's
help
the problem.
With my grandmother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was able to get 24-hour help care, even though she has dementia and everything. She still didn't qualify for it, and it happens so fast. You know, sometimes you think
you
have time.
Well, why didn't she qualify?
I don't know.
You know why? You want the truth?
It just happened.
A whole a whole lot of BS red tape because Nicole's not the only one. My grandmother, God bless her crazy behind, Lord knows, when she got sick. Now, her dementia, she got sick probably the third month of my pregnancy. I remember it clear as day. Honey, please, my last 6 months of my pregnancy, I was in New York every weekend. Running to the hospital to be with her.
And it happened so fast.
You get no warning.
It's just like next thing you know, they're sick in the hospital and that's it.
I think the only good part for her was that at least she wound up in the hospital where my mother worked.
Okay.
Or rather, works now. I think that's
the only good part. How do people with her condition get denied help or certain services?
You'd be surprised.
That's what I'm saying.
It happens.
Because this is the way the system is set up. All it takes is one mistake on the form, one small mistake that you can easily correct on the form. They will make you start the process all over again, but they'll just straight tell you, oh, you're making X amount of money. This means you don't qualify. And it's like, this is not the amount of money that's there. This is something else. And they'll sit there and tell you, well, the numbers are off, so now you got to start the process again. And even after you start the process again, they're like, oh, no, you don't qualify because you don't meet this criteria. Oh, you don't meet that criteria. Oh, you're not Native American. You don't get this. Oh, you're not this. It's so much red tape. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But what about the fact that you just have an ailing parent?
They don't care.
What about the criteria of the fact that you have a parent that, or a grandparent that's ailing and they need help?
They don't care.
You know what they're worried about? How much money is that person going to be worth while they're still alive? All they want to do, and I'm not playing with you, is bleed the money. When they find out that you don't have any money, they're not going to help you. They're going to do everything to push you through the grave, but they're not going to help you. Because a lot of things that went wrong, I honestly can say, had she gotten better care, it would have been different. But she didn't get better care. Even being in the hospital that she was in with my mother working there, there were things that happened prior to her getting to the hospital that should have been handled. I remember I went to go see her in the rehab center on 21st Street in the Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I don't remember how pregnant I was. I know I was a balloon. That's what I do remember.
Hold on, we do have a caller. 2570, you're on the air. Good menu.
Hi, my name is Pam.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
Pam,
how you doing?
I've listened to the show. Yes.
Wait, hold on, Miss Pam.
yes.
Tamika, finish your story before Miss Pam goes in.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm sorry about this. I really want to wrap that up real fast. So the aide was in there washing her. I didn't like the way she was going at it, and I let loose. And she's like, oh, well, this is the way we do it. I said, no, it's not the way you do it. You don't pull and grab on my grandmother like that. That's one thing you don't do. And she's like, oh, well, this is my job. I said, I don't care what your job is. Don't you know I left that room? I called my mother. I was like, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to have some bail money or you're going to come down here because I'm fitting to beat her up. My mother's like, what's happened? So I told my mother what happened. You know, my mother was like, go see the supervisor. I was like, I ain't got no time for that. I'm getting ready to go in there and bust her up. My mother had to talk me off the ledge.
I kid you not. He's in the process of suing four hospitals and a nursing home because of my grandmother.
Because of the way that you treat them. They are not. Half of these people, they're not really qualified to do this. They're not.
They're not.
They come from wherever they come from. I don't care whatever school they go to, don't teach them how to handle people. I don't care. If you're that miserable and you're working that many hours, you should go be a school teacher. Don't be messing with someone who can't defend themselves. Don't.
Well, before,
because when
the
family comes after you, it's going to be a problem.
Exactly.
True. I mean, before Ms. Pam stepped in, I would say this. You can teach a person maybe how to do the job, but you can't teach them you can't teach them personality. You can't teach them kindness.
No, they have to care about the
you
job. That's
them.
The problem. You have to want.
Well, yeah, they don't
care. It has to be a job that you want to do.
Well, then,
because you have to do it. You know, there's a difference. If you like
you know
your
what?
Job and this is what you want to do, then you're going to be the best at it.
What's up, Ms. Pam?
Hello.
What you got to say?
Well, I was listening to the show because actually I take care of my mother who has Alzheimer's, and when y'all were talking about, like, as far as financial and stuff and realizing how difficult it is, because, like, with my mom, like, everything my sisters and I do, we end up paying out of pocket for it because basically when we went to a financial workshop through the Alzheimer's Association, they were saying that my mother can't have more than, like, $700 in her bank account per month.
Yes. Yes.
And because she owns a home, like, my sisters and I, we're going through the lawyers and stuff to get her name off the deed because of where the house is located and with how much it's worth that we had to pay. I'm like, it's so much that you have to go through to just to get help. And I'm like, my mother has Alzheimer's. We need home health aid. We need help with different things. And I'm like, you got to go through hell and high water just so you can help take care of a parent. And I think it's crazy what you have to go through. So the parent has to basically be broke, have nothing, just to try and qualify, just to get by.
And honestly,
and that's
even
sad.
To that
like,
extent,
I don't,
it is sad.
That, and that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Like, what is it? My thing is, what's the difference between what you have? Because once you get sick, it goes into, like, kind of a past tense thing, especially something like dementia or Alzheimer's or even, like, cancer, because after that you're dependent on something. 9 times out of 10, you become dependent on someone. So it's not about what you have. It's basically what you had, because you are no longer able to maintain what you do have. So I don't see
what
why
they want you to do is what you have. But see, this is the thing. You want your treatment, you want this, get ready to liquidate everything, because that's the only way you're going to get any type of help. Once you've liquidated everything and you have absolutely nothing, and I mean, honestly, my grandmother, you know what my grandmother had left on her? A life insurance policy. That was all she had left.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mine too.
Yep, because that's
what I'm surprised.
Her about having money in a bank. So they had to draw her money out. Just so they can say that, okay, she didn't have it. Because as a side, you're not supposed to have but a certain amount. Because they're looking at it like, okay, well, she got money. No, she don't. So we have to pull her money out.
And if you pull out her money too fast, there's a penalty.
Exactly.
Like, if you pull it out, like they do a 5-year look-back period, and if they notice one day she had, let's just say, even $5,000 in her bank account, and the next day she only had $100, that's a penalty. You get charged a penalty for taking it and just moving it over. You got to slowly move over everything.
Exactly. You have to calculate everything.
So that kind of sounds like you're like legally laundering money. Like you're moving, you got
to
funnel money.
That's the reason why. Now, I was about to say, that's the reason why my sisters and I, we figure, luckily, I mean, and listening to with home health aids, because I go to an Alzheimer's support group for children who take care of their parents, and listening to other people who take care of their parents of everything they go through, home health aids and everything, we happened to be lucky that a family friend who actually is a home health aide is not going through agency now and actually taking care of my mother while I'm at work. And we just pay her straight cash. We have a nice salary for her. We pay her straight cash so we don't have to go through it, because when we were trying to go through agencies, like you said, it was so many different stipulations. They was like, okay, this is it's a basic charge, but then if she happens to wet on herself and have to change her, this is extra money here.
Yep.
If we have to feed her, that's extra money. I'm like, but what's the basic?
What's the point
exactly.
of doing
It's like daycare.
Exactly.
Because I remember my daughter was young, you had to pay extra for this, and oh, she wore a diaper, it was extra for that. And I'm like, wow.
At the end of the day, all it is a numbers game. Honestly, anybody that has been through this knows it's all about money at the end of the day. They don't care about the aging parent. And their logic is, oh, well, it's your responsibility. Yeah, so you mean to tell me after all of this years, my parent has paid into this, that, and the third, and now that they need it, you can't help them? And their response is, yeah, because we got it. We don't care now. that's what it is. It's like with Social Security. There will be no Social Security.
No. Nope.
The government's making, you understand, the government's making sure that all of this money we've been paying out for God knows how many years won't be there when it's time for us to retire.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
You know?
Well,
it's sad, but
well, I don't know what I'm going to fall back on because I'm going to need something.
Exactly.
I'm
you have to start saving. You know,
I think
you
might have
to start
swinging from
saving.
A pole, bro.
Wait, listen, wait, hold on. First of all, Social Security is like, oh, it's like a forced saving account. So you're
you
trying
to have your own.
My thing is, yeah,
but
see,
that you'll never have access
to. Right, it's
to.
Not my own, but I shouldn't. But you shouldn't be taking my money and having me hopeful that I'm going to have something when I turn 66, and I can.
But
I
you're
can,
not.
I can
this is what you're not understanding.
Not.
You're not going to have it, so don't even worry about it.
Exactly.
You got to do what the rest of us are doing.
Already have
put,
something. Set aside. You understand? Listen, your 401k, even that
exactly.
Your 457 and your, all that is shady, but you got to do something. My check looks like crap because I have both of those. 401k and 457, you have to start saving.
Listen, I got savings accounts and 401k.
What's
this
realistic,
and that.
But realistically, if you've been working, you know what I'm saying, like some of our parents, grandparents, they've been working all their lives.
And they got
and you're trying
nothing
to tell me,
and they have
and,
nothing.
But after 66, listen, after you, what, the age is, what, 66 now? So who's say that
63.
You, it's not possible that you can't live till 90 or 100 years old. You got to have enough money, realistically, money to not
yeah.
only just cover the basis of rent or mortgage or bills, but you also have to have money for, like, maybe you want to travel or you might just want to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's like you might want
travel.
To afford certain
serious?
Luxuries. You're talking about that's a lot of money from 66 to maybe another 30, 40 years. You never know.
But they don't want you to
what?
Live that long. That's
the
thing. They don't want
is.
You to live that long.
You, listen.
They
want to
make sure you get no assistance for your medical so your health can deteriorate and you could die.
Listen,
they don't want
50
you to
years
live
ago,
long.
You're lucky if you lived past 65, 50 years ago. Honestly.
Exactly.
Now people are living well up into freaking 100 years and better.
Yeah.
We got who I forget her name. Beautiful older black lady. She just celebrated her 116th birthday. 116.
Damn.
Can you imagine? And she, luckily enough for her, she still has the faculties about her.
But
when she eventually, you know. But you know, I'm quite sure she has her own set of problems physically. I'm more than sure she has.
Right.
But when she actually gets to a point where she's just completely not functioning, can you imagine what it's going to be like for her? It's going to go one of two ways. Either she's going to go quick, fast in her sleep, or she's going to linger, and she's going to suffer while she's lingering, just like anybody else.
That's the worst.
And believe me when I tell you, her great-great-great-grandchildren may not be able to help her out.
Exactly.
And then
they
what?
Struggle. They're struggling. Like now, we're
thank
struggling.
You.
I'm struggling just to survive. So it's like, I know I'm going to have to really hustle and bustle to take care of my mom because I'm having a hard time for me because it's just me. So they rate me out of my check. So it's like, it's just every all the way around we all get fucked. And it's sad. It's
but
really
what,
sad.
But what my thing is, what's the purpose? I mean, I have to ask, so what's the purpose of offering these services or making all these commercials, but yet you're not mentioning the fact that, oh, it's limited to or it's on a case-to-case basis.
What part of money did you not, honestly,
it's
what
money.
Part of it all about money
I get
money
it, I get it.
Well,
all right, so who's making the money? Is it the state or the government? Is it the state or the city?
Private company.
That's looking
it's
for the money?
It's the private company.
Everything
now, who gets the money from the government?
It's both. Because when my
the government
came in and took some of it.
But it's the private like any of these big manufacturers, Pfizer, Roche, whomever, you know, it's to a point now where Big Pharma gives the government a kickback. It used to be the other way around. Now Big Pharma is funding the government. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do? You're up against a system that honestly it's almost impossible to defeat. You really are.
And my thing is
in trouble.
And my thing is, like, you know, dementia and
Alzheimer's
as far as I know, because my sister and my brother's father, who I was very close with, he had passed some years ago, and he had Alzheimer's. But those are very, those two right there are very debilitating diseases.
Yeah, they
and
are.
It's an emotional strain. But when
Absolutely.
You got the combination of the emotional and the financial strain,
exactly.
it's like, come
it's
on, like, come on, like, give me a break. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. And I'm like, me personally.
And then
the
homeless tend to take advantage of that, too. Of course.
Yeah.
Because I had to go and try to kick. I went over to the Bronx ready to fuck one up because I told her she better leave out the house. Because I went there to surprise her, and she wasn't there. And I'm talking to my grandma, and I'm like, Grandma, you going to have a homeless center today? And she was like, no. And she said, but she keeps calling and checking on me. I'm like, no. Why
oh,
wow. That bitch
mm-hmm.
went out for a minute and stuff. So when she called, I answered the phone. I was like, bitch, you know you're supposed to be here. I said, but if you come back, I'm going to murder you. She was like, oh, no. I said, don't bring your ass back. She had the nerve to come the next day. My mother was like, stay right there. I got something for you. Stay right there. We all got in the cab, and that bitch was gone because we were fuck up. They was going to find a body in the Bronx. We called
that
the
new?
My
oh,
wait,
that's
all
this was just, this is something that would have, could have happened. Everybody who's listening, something didn't happen.
Yes,
so don't try and say,
happen.
Oh, yeah, we.
No, the bitch is still alive. You know what I'm saying? Because she had sense enough to get the fuck out of there. But she was done
but
with
now, but
today.
But not,
but
and the thing is,
thing.
You see, that's the emotional.
I guarantee
emotional,
you one thing.
That's
but you know
the
what?
Emotional
she's gonna get hers
expenditure
anyway. But
right
yes,
there.
It is the emotional because you're always worried about that parent or that grandparent and how they're being taken care of. You know?
Exactly.
You know,
and at least Pam, I mean, Pam, I guess you're in a good position because you have a friend
yes,
of the family yes. that's actually, you know, overseeing
that
your mom.
Helping you. God bless you. You lucky.
I don't know what I would have did because listening to all the different horror stories, all this other stuff, I don't know what I would have had to be a phone operator or something from home taking care of my mom because
yeah. exactly.
To have some strange in here, first of all, I'm like, to have a strange in here, Lord knows what they're going to steal, what they're going to do, because one of the ladies and the meeting, she said that she ended up putting a nanny cam up, and then when she came home, she was watching it. The home health attendant was, first she took a nap in her bed, then while the mother was sitting out at the dining room table, she took a nap. She got up, she was hanging out in the bedroom. The mother was all in another room by herself. She was watching TV all day long. She went back in there just to feed her, but stayed in, took a couple of naps, did all this other stuff. I'm like, I got to worry about people stealing, doing all this
exactly.
other stuff. I ain't got time for that.
And that's a real thing, you know? That is a true thing. And it's horrible. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I had a friend whose mother had gotten sick. Now, she doesn't have dementia or anything like that, but she'd gotten sick, and she was sick for a while. The girl has three other siblings, one of which lives on the property. Guess how many helped? None.
Mm.
That's how it is.
Because they are all concerned about themselves. Meanwhile, she's the run. And mind you, this is the mother that she's taking care of. Let's not talk about when the father had gotten ill and how she was taking care of the father, too. Okay?
Wow.
It's four of them in total. That's the only one that was doing anything. I was like, girl, you're worse than me. I have an excuse because I'm an only child.
That's what I'm
you
saying. That's what I'm saying. For me, that pisses me off is the fact that I'm not the only one, but I'm the one that does everything. So I'm to the point where I would shut everything down. The minute that has to happen and I have to take over, y'all will not know. Y'all won't be allowed insecure or nothing. It will be shotgun. You'll be shot
and
on the premise.
Believe us when we tell you, you are extremely lucky.
You're very lucky.
I wish y'all the best because you got one heck of a support system between you
exactly.
and your siblings.
Yeah, like my
lot. I will never have that.
I know.
Exactly.
I will honestly say that because, like, my sisters, they really do help out. Like, I'm actually, I go on my vacation during the summertime. They come and stay with my mom, even though I live here. But if I'm going out or doing something, we will switch up. So I'm like, I will always say my blessings about that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I always.
And I wish you the best, ma'am. I do.
Thank
it
you.
Ain't easy.
And actually, right now, I need to go down there and check on her So, and I will be continuing listening to the rest of the show. And
well,
dog
thank you very much. God
have a good
all
night.
Right,
all right, thank you.
See you later, Miss right. Pam.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, and
so
see,
lucky.
That's what, and
so
that's what, that
man.
Was my importance of wanting to do this show because, you know, it wasn't to get anybody in their feelings, really, but it was. It's just something that's not discussed. And it's something that's it's not fair to you, Nicole.
No,
it's not
it's
fair
stressful,
to you, Tamika. It's not fair to people like Pam. And there's just countless other people out there. Like, you guys have a voice, but somebody always keeps putting the volume on low. And nobody really wants to hear it. And it's like, yo.
Because nobody wants
I mean,
to
I really
want to
know what's going on. And it's sad because, like, I mean, you're enlightening me to some things because I'm like, wow. So you have to meet certain criteria and qualifications, and if you don't, you get denied for services. And if you don't have the money, then what?
If you don't have the money,
so you're just asked out, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If you don't have the money, or if you can't. Now, mind you, now keep in mind, my grandmother lived in QB, and then, you know, before she got sick, she was living in Ravenswood. So you know she ain't had no money.
Cause they don't care about that.
No, and that's the thing. Oh, you have an apartment. You can afford this. No, I can't. That's why I live in an apartment in the PJs and not on the Upper West Side. But you have an apartment.
Exactly.
So you can take care of this. Oh, you have this, so you can do that. Dude, are you serious? I'm lucky I can have freaking bread in my house. That was
exactly.
That's the truth. You know, I could tell you my grandmother's diet was, and honey, it was not steak. Okay?
When they have dementia, they even have a change. They don't remember
then,
they ate.
No, they don't.
They don't even like the same things. They don't want to eat. They lose a lot of weight. It's just a horrible disease.
It's a horrible disease. And you know what? And I hate to say this. Well, actually, I hate to say it, and this is I don't hate to say it, really, because for me it was one of the small blessings. But y'all going to think I'm really cold after this one here. Oh, well, would be the first time. Would be the first time.
It depends.
I would say, let's see, I was 3 months when she got sick. I'd probably say by my fifth month, going into my sixth, she was in a coma.
Mine fell into one, too. It was a nightmare. And I was the only one going to see her, me and my uncle. My mom couldn't handle it. She went and almost passed out. I told her to stay her ass home. My two brothers didn't go up there. They claimed they couldn't handle it. I was stressed. At one point, I was like, Lord, she needs to be at peace. It was too much.
Here. And I remember telling her, now, mind you, I was driving from Jersey to Astoria General. Okay, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Mount Sinai of Western Queens. Let me say it the right way because certain people get aggy about that. I was driving from
Listen,
Jersey
City
over
there. It's still Astoria General to me. You can change the name and it still
exactly,
is what it is.
Astoria General.
I know. So I was taking that commute every Saturday morning, bright and early, from Jersey City to over there to Astoria General. Every Saturday morning. I think I missed two Saturday mornings and had a nervous breakdown because I missed two Saturday mornings. But I was making that commute. And it was horrible for me because my mother, when my grandmother was in the hospital, she was on the exact floor where my mother worked. So imagine you're working and you're seeing your mother every day. Let me tell y'all something. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I really don't. But I remember being in her room telling her, I was like, Ma, just let it go. We'll be all right. We're good. Be at peace. Don't stay here fighting. This is no need for you to fight no
exactly.
more.
Exactly. I felt the same way.
I knew
she was going to go.
I cursed her out. I was all types of aggy. But then I seen her. I remember the day of the wake, I drove down. I stayed in my mother's house, which was funny because I was really big and I was trying to sleep on the couch.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry. It was funny. You know, it's like watching the freaking Oompa Loompa trying to roll over in the middle of the night. It was awesome.
Okay.
I told you guys I was sick and twisted. I remember
we
showed up.
I've known that for years.
No, but it's gotten worse now.
I know. I'm sure.
Yeah. So I remember us being the first. He's stupid. I remember us being the first people there at the wake. I looked at my grandmother, and I ain't never seen a smile on her face so bright. I was like, ain't this a...
She looks good laying there, right?
What?
She was aged out. I know my grandma looked good. I said, she didn't look like that when I flashed her in the hospital. I said, whatever y'all did, she looked good. They were at peace.
I know that's right. And it freaked me out, though. It was like, how are you going to be smiling, looking all pretty and stuff?
And I felt better because I was sad.
Yeah,
once I got there and saw how she looked, I felt better.
You were good. You was good.
Yeah,
but the problem,
I was good.
But the problem with the system is that they set you, the way the system is designed, it's designed for that to happen. Like, the care that they should have gotten, they didn't get. You know, whether it be the medications that they were taking, whether it be the quote-unquote home health aides that were there with them or the rehab center or whatever the case may be, there were steps that you noticed, and you're reporting this, and they're just like, oh, well, whatever. Or, you know, you're reading this paperwork over, and you're going through it with them, and they're like, oh, but, you know, this is too much here for her monthly income, and this is too much here for this. What do you expect? There's nothing really there. When you really look at everything, these people – anybody caring for an older parent knows that that parent has close to nothing. They don't even, half the time, they don't even have a savings account because
exactly.
all their money is spent on everything that was going on prior. But the
and they can have a savings account if they have a assistance. You're not supposed to.
No,
so
you can't. Yeah, and the way the system is designed, it is designed to screw you up, and that's one of the biggest issues. They've been talking about reforming health care and all of this crap for years. I have yet to see a reform. I'm better off taking
well,
my mother's
well,
doctor
that's
than
the thing.
Gets
why
up
reform?
Here?
If I mean, the politicians about the politics.
They're not worried,
like,
because they're taking
says,
care.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because their aging parents, if they have any, you know, they
or
have the money.
Exactly.
Or they
the
can
top.
Get
nah.
the money.
Yeah, and they don't have
they
to.
Get
they
the money
to go
to
through what the average person goes through. And I say this. God forbid my mother gets to that point, one or two things are happening. Either I'm going to actually follow her wishes and send her off to Florida to a nursing home.
Why
or,
in Florida?
For some reason,
yeah,
that's what you know my mama crazy? Look at who her daughter is. So it's either that or we going up to Canada where there is universal health care, where they actually do take care of their elderly up there.
Mm-hmm.
Every other country, the sad part is every other country on this planet actually does take care of the sick, the feeble, this, that, and the third. Every other country on this planet, but this one here.
I agree.
But wasn't that the credo of this country? Like when they came through Ellis Island or the Statue of Liberty, like give us
your
weak, your sick, you're hungry.
Blah, 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 blah.
But that didn't apply to us, if you know what I mean.
And, but wait a minute. Now, and it's not to bash the country itself. But it's just
no,
the
it's
individuals.
It's
the system. It's the individuals that run the system, that created the system to do what it's actually doing to people, and it's, like, not helping them. It seems like
and
the system is more about self-service. It's like,
it always has been.
I mean, there's certain other types of people out here who play the system because, they try to make it seem like, you know, blacks are the only ones that are on welfare and, you know, we have
oh, no,
a
we already know the truth
rate.
Behind
oh,
that.
Oh, we already know that's
yeah,
not
exactly.
the case. You got more white people on it. They need to stop.
Because
I used to work the thing alone. I used to fingerprint them.
Go to West Virginia
alone.
I guarantee you'll find 90% of that state, if not a complete 95.
And my thing
Chinese
is,
store owners and all that.
And my thing is, I mean, even when it comes down to some of the Jews out here, they played it. They played the system. They played the system too. So don't just throw it on us, you know, just to cover
oh,
up
no.
your action.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
the thing
my thing
is, that, your thing is,
I mean,
cool.
my thing is, it's just that, yo, I still find it hard to believe how, you know, people are being treated, especially the elderly, and it's like these are people that put you on the planet.
That, but that doesn't matter now because we're in charge and we don't care. That's the mentality.
Exactly.
And it's
so,
not
so
going to change.
So the agenda, the big agenda,
right away.
is more important than, you know, doing the right thing, of course.
Pretty of course. They're trying to save money. They hate the fact that they're living this long to begin with.
But if you ask your grandparents about when their parents were getting old, I guarantee you it's different. I guarantee
oh, yeah.
you.
My grandmother didn't grow up with her mother. My grandmother's mother died when she was in her 20s.
Well, I mean, as far as caring for them.
Yeah, because she, that's what I'm saying. She was sick and couldn't get the care, so she died. So my grandmother didn't have a mother.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Oh, my grandmother had her parents, and she, and my grandmother would go down to St. Croix, and she, I remember she spent months down there taking care of her father first, and then eventually her mother.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
But my grandmother also had, like, six other siblings who all pitched in. I forget, one of them actually,
you don't have that
one
now.
Of them lives down there. Oh, please. Told you, only child syndrome. I think the best thing for me to do is just get my mother stoned. This way it won't matter if she remembers anything or not.
It's sad. It really is. You think you have, you know, you think you have a family that's helping. It's sad. The whole situation is sad.
I'm really about medicinal use at this point. I really am. You laughing at me. I'm serious.
I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you.
I'm serious.
It's real. I know. Both of my parents are deceased. So I never, I will never at this stage in the game and have that opportunity to, you know, it would have been nice to have that option, but, you know, I don't. So, my mother passed of an aneurysm, and she was in the hospital for like a week. But, my brother and sister were there. I mean, I was young at the time, and they didn't really want me around the situation too much.
Yeah.
But
that was too much.
I'm sure, of course, there was an emotional toll there, but, you know, she was in the hospital. I mean, we're talking about, you know, people that are not in the hospital, that are home or in their apartments. And like you said, some of them don't want to give up that freedom. They don't want to be like, oh, you're going to take care of me. Like, they want to be independent.
Yeah, well, independence sometimes, independence has its limits.
Right. And
yeah,
with dementia, it's going to put you in the hospital.
And exactly.
Dementia, you end up there anyway. And like I said, the hospitals don't know how to handle dementia. That's how some all those hospitals in the Bronx are going to get it. Every last hospital in the Bronx is going to get it.
Well, you know what's my fear? When it comes down to things like now, please, I've heard of it, but give me a brief rundown when it comes down to dementia.
Dementia is the first stage of Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And
okay.
It comes and goes.
Thank God I went to 911 and was prepared for it, so it didn't bother me. So my grandmother remembered everyone else, but she always couldn't get me. And my mom was like, don't it hurt? I said, no, because I understand the disease. There's times where she'll remember who I was, but then there was times she would call me everybody else but who I am. But then you get married and this and that. I'm like, no, Grandma, it's me. I'm the cult. She remembered everybody else. But, like, with me, she would, like, sometimes call me the wrong person and my uncle. The ones that went to see her are the ones she forgot.
Yeah, and that happens. Because
I remember I was prepared for it.
Because my grandmother, she forgot who I was a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I would calmly explain to her who I was. And she'd be like, you sure you're not Allison? I'd be like, no, Mom, I'm not that one. But in our family, and I'll be honest with you, in our family, we have a habit of calling everybody by the other name anyway. Because I do that with the boys. I've been doing that with the boys for the longest. It's gotten to a point where I'm like, well, Jackson, Donovan, damn it, whichever one you are.
Well, no, because my fear is, like, when these 911 calls do come in, and then you have police responding, and some of these individuals are not trained to actually deal with situations because that's when the situation becomes dangerous, when it could have been avoided. Yeah,
The police officers that are called to the scenes when you deal with a person who has dementia. A lot of the cops aren't trained to handle it. They're not. And they're automatically thinking, you know, this person's crazy.
EDP.
They're whatever the hell they are without saying.
Yeah.
And what makes it worse is when the family members are there and they're telling the police officers that individual has dementia. The cops aren't listening. They're still going in there.
The cops have been responding because that's the EMS call. So I don't like when they respond.
But see, now here's the thing. You may understand that you need you as when you were a dispatcher, you would, when you would get that call and you'd hear somebody say, you know, such and such with dementia, blah blah blah. You knowing what it is would probably dispatch the EMS, but the next
but
dispatcher
they're
wouldn't.
But treated as EDP though. But unfortunately, they're treated as EDP, so it has to go in that way.
But see, that's the thing. They're not the EDP, and it's ignorant.
Right.
I mean, not like you make the rules or something, but it's ignorant for them to even treat it. Because that's an emotionally disturbed person. Dementia is not, you can't
classify
dementia.
But they
classify
it as such, and that's the problem. Under the grand scheme of the umbrella, they classify it as, and it's not. Obviously, it's not. You know, dementia,
when the cops
get there, they can assess the situation.
It's more sensitive.
Right, when the cops get there and you have some people with dementia that do become violent.
Oh, yeah,
so that's why they come.
And
once
that's
they
a concern.
Right, that's why they come first, and then once they see the type of dementia they have, they'll call it in, and they'll be like, no, since it's just EMS needed, and they bounce. But they have to come because sometimes they can become violent.
Well,
and then
yeah,
they have to bag them.
But it's crazy.
Me personally, and this is just me, I don't think any, and I just could be reaching too far into it. But when you have a situation where there's a person who's emotionally disturbed or a person who has dementia, who has some type of, you know, mental debilitating disease, I think that NYPD shouldn't show up. I don't think police should show up. It's not a law enforcement issue. You know, it's a medical issue.
But that's the problem.
You understand me? I'm telling you, I was on the side for 8 years. Some of them are violent. I've heard one in the background, and some of them do grab knives and shit. So it all depends.
And I get that. Some of them are violent, but at the same time, do they really need to be there with that hands-on approach? Because you can have an individual
that's
violent, but he's not responsible for his actions.
EMS is not trained to handle that. They're there to assess the situation. If this person is violent, EMS ain't trained to get that knife out of his hands. They're there to help.
Okay, now I got you.
Then
you have cops
come in with
the hands-on approach, and they take it too far. Remember, these cats got tasers. They got guns. Like, you don't subdue
an
emotionally disturbed person. What's up?
Now, this is what they should do, honestly. When you're dealing with someone like that, and you guys can laugh at me for this one, I don't care, but it's the truth. Before they start pulling out the tasers and the batons and the cuffs and this, that, and the third, why is it that these cops are not equipped with trank guns? I'm not being smart. For once, I'm being serious, which is odd.
It doesn't sound far fetched, but because who's going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Listen,
not all the cops handle situations wrong. You have some
that
do not.
I put it to you like this: it would lead to a lot less lawsuits. It would lead to a lot less deaths. It would lead to a lot less of so many things. Honestly,
yeah, but
yeah, logic doesn't dictate.
Logic
doesn't dictate. Well, listen, what do they do with some animals when they wild out and stuff like that? They tranquilize them and put them down so they can put them in a cage. I mean,
that's an animal.
Okay,
that's
I hate to say it, but some of them look at us as animals the same way. So why don't you just do the same thing?
Well, then pull a tranquilizer gun
instead of going around shooting, because you shooting and killing, depending on the situation, it's just not called for. But I mean, I can feel that instead of using a taser, if you're going
to
tranquilize somebody and knock them out and subdue them, then fine. If you're not the type of officer that can be hands on, maybe they should introduce something like that.
And in all honesty, you're dealing with a dementia patient. You don't know what other type of illnesses they have. So you're using a stun gun on them. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? You've sent however many shocks of voltage to their heart. Now they've dropped dead of a heart attack.
Same thing with a tranquilizer. You don't know what's in that stuff that can mess with their medication, too. That's probably another option right there. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You just have to train the officers on how to handle the situation without murdering them. And, you know, like I said, you have some cops that go there. I never had issues with that. You know, when it came to elderly, I never had a situation where they was rough and they had dementia. No. For some reason, they cared about the elderly. Now, black people, that's different. But the elderly, no. They handle the situation in a good manner. You know, because, you know, it's sad.
It is.
But then you have those who are crazy, and it's like, oh, my goodness. And
well,
you hear them in the background screaming.
Well, I've told you what my kids are going to do with me. And I told Nicole earlier, I said, they're going to ship me off. And they might pay Nicole to be my bunkmate.
I'm
going to
put my own stuff away.
I told you, they're going to pay you to be my bunkmate. So they ain't got to deal with me. You think I'm going
to
I
mean,
I told you, I'll get y'all some old answers.
Please, I don't want none of that. I can see that right now.
30 TL.
Listen, why would I get cheese when I got it on tap? That don't make no sense.
Exactly.
I
don't need a cheese if it's on tap.
You keep your mind busy.
That's
why it's on tap.
I'm glad we had this out.
I'm not because
like
now
said,
you make me miss my grandmother.
I miss my you know, he was like a step pops to me, you know what I'm saying? I miss him too, but it's like this is you know what the menu's about. It's about the form, it's about the talk, it's about the things that people just don't want to talk about. And it's like, yo, I just really wanted to get into that because some people forget about them. Society forgets about them. And we can't forget about them because they need us.
Listen, my honestly, once you've experienced it, whether it be a close friend or you directly, once you've experienced it, nothing will ever be the same for you. You look at it a whole different way. You do. Now, don't get it twisted. There's still some old people that I want to knock out, like Ronda Rousey. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there was this old... But anyway, that's a whole different story. But for the most part, when you see your friends or you've gone through this with taking care of a family member who's gone through who's suffering or dealing with dementia in its earliest of stages, or, you know, they've gotten past the dementia stage and they've gone into the Alzheimer's stage, when you're there and you're seeing it, it does a lot. And it really makes you reevaluate the emotional toll of it.
I remember his wife, who was like a stepmom to me, you know what I'm saying? Because they both, of course, knew me from young. But his wife died of cancer. So she passed, you know, like he had Alzheimer's and she had cancer. And she had lung cancer, actually. And I remember the last time, like, I'll never forget the last time I saw her. Like, it changed my life. It really did, because I knew that was the last time. It's one thing when you see somebody and you don't know, but I knew that was the last time that I was going to ever see her alive again.
My grandmother, I said that to my mom. Yeah. I said, I think this is it. I told my mom that. She goes, why do you say that? I said, I don't know. And the next, I think I went to see her on a Sunday, and I think, and I was asking God, please, Lord, not on my birthday. Not on my birthday. Not on my birthday.
Oh, well,
and
good. That's good for you. My mother died on my birthday.
Before my birthday. Oh, no. You serious?
Yeah, my mother died 9 p.m. July 16th, 1987, on my birthday.
Oh, man.
So... But, I used to call her Aunt Sylvia. But I knew that was the last. That's why I had my daughter there, you know. Like, I knew that was the last time I was going to see her alive. And it broke me. Because it's like...
Of course.
It's like, why? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
it's like, you come this far in life, it not only makes you realize your place, but it just makes you realize just how fragile things can be, how insignificant certain things are, and it just makes you look at the bigger picture, you know, more, you know, for what it really is, you know, live and in stereo.
And this is why I'm a firm believer. You have to, and this is the thing, and it does make you reevaluate everything. Listen, I'm a firm believer in, especially nowadays, you only live once. So here's what you do. You drink, you party, you smoke, you dance, you have friends, you have your family, the closest of which, and that's it. Everything else, whatever. Live, because, honey,
you gotta
know
have fun. Yeah.
And that's what it is. And a lot of people, they're so, and yeah, you know, you worry, you still kind of worry about certain things, but you can't focus on all of that stuff. You got to focus on what you got now, because, honey, even that 401k that you've been spending, you've been holding on and saving up for the past, you know, for the past 20-some-odd years, you may not even be able to use it come tomorrow, because tomorrow could be that one day you get hit by a truck.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then they tell you, well, you know, you're not 65 yet, so you can't cash out.
No,
or,
exactly.
Uh-huh. Penalty.
That's why I make sure I didn't put no stress for my mom. My mom don't have anything. So if something happens to me, I'm taking care of. She ain't got to come out of her pocket for nothing because I made sure I have life insurance and all that. So she ain't got to do shit. You understand? I already told her I don't need a casket, cremate my ass, and all this and that, you know.
I'm not the only one.
No, at first I said I was offended. Then I said, you know what? No one goes to visit you. It's too painful to go to the cemetery and visit somebody. Just cremate me.
Listen, I'm still going to see my grandparents.
To be brutally honest,
I did go one time for my birthday. I believe it was either 39 or 40. I believe it was. And I don't know if I went there for actually peace, or I just went there, you know, to just kind of look for a reason to be angry at the world, to, you know, to still be hostile, to still be turbulent, to still be trife. I went there looking for a reason to still bring pain, or put pain out there that I feel. But that time it didn't work. It didn't, and I just got something else out of the deal. So, I mean, it's like I understand where you're coming from, you know, with that. Because some people visit, you know, some people don't. But
It's too much.
I think it's different for everyone. And your situation is different to begin with than Nicole's situation or my situation. You also have to remember that. You know, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, like my situation, it was just kind of instant. Like my mother, week in the hospital, boom. My father, he died of a stroke. That was instant. You know,
This is what I'm saying. Like, you know, you went looking for a completely different reason as opposed why we would go. You know, you went looking for a reason to be mad, and you actually found something else. I have yet to go because, honestly, I am still a big wuss. And I have said this every year since she passed. And what kills me is that she passed 2 weeks before the little guy was born.
Mine passed a week before my birthday.
Okay?
Oh, man.
So, as a matter of fact, not only did she... Okay, let me break it down for you. She passed 2 days after my coworker passed.
Damn.
5 days before her birthday. And 2 weeks before her great-grandson. The last one. Because they wasn't going to be no more great grand anything out of me. We weren't doing that.
it's sad.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like you going, it's like you already went through that part of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you guys find any acceptance? Like, did you find any, like, acceptance during the time that they were sick?
No. I'm so angry because I don't like how she went out. She was a good person. I didn't feel she should have went out like that. I'm still angry. I'm still waiting to hear.
I wouldn't say I'm angry. I'd say I'm coping. I've learned to cope.
I'm trying.
And every so often I'll yell at her, asking her why she left me with these crazy people. She need to come back home. But see, I listen. And I'll be honest with you. Me and my mother dealt with it the only way we know how. Through complete comedy, to the point where people were getting ready to have us locked up.
That's the only way you can deal with it.
No, some people, no. I have some emotional people in my family. So they're all, I'm like, dude, suck it up.
Did you watch her get lower?
I put it to you like this. We were there. We didn't get a chance to watch her get put in, only because for some reason, everybody at that freaking, because she got buried at the Veterans Cemetery out on Long Island. Because my grandfather was a Marine. Who knew?
That's a nightmare, okay? Because we went there. My mom couldn't do it.
We couldn't.
My uncle wanted to stand there. So I had a choice to go, like, my mom booked into the limo. My uncle's standing there, and I didn't know which way to go. So thank God my brother went into the car, my mom, and so me and my cousin just stood there with my uncle. I couldn't have him standing there by himself, so I'm standing there with him, and that was a nightmare. I will never forget the sound and seeing her go down in the ground. That was a nightmare, but I couldn't have him do that by himself. That was
and we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. You know what we did?
I had to do it for my uncle.
They let us. They set up chairs for us. They wheeled her box out. And they said, say your goodbyes because there's too many. And they literally told us there were too many people getting buried that day, and there was a line to get put into the ground.
Oh my goodness.
That's just a blip. So you mean to tell me there's a line for people to get planted? Okay. Yeah, so we couldn't even do with that. And you know I almost got into a fight, right?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a whole you were just story. Like, and, you can't stop
but this
the
is why.
Fight.
But see, this is also why I don't mess with certain family members. This is why.
All my family members didn't know that, like, that she passed. Like, my
no.
He didn't know.
This was the high yellow heifer my grandmother adopted back home in St. Croix and brought her up here. Let's just say I haven't spoken to her since the day we went to go plant my grandmother. And if I ever speak to her again, it'll be too soon for my blood. Because I might just really slit her throat in front of her kids and walk away.
I hear you. One of
so
my
you two are too violent.
Like
you two, I thought
that
was something. You guys are.
There's just, you know what it is.
Violent.
It's just certain people that bring that out in you,
yes.
And she's it. And this is why I live where I live, and she lives where she lives, and I don't talk to her, and she don't talk to me. I like it like that.
Family will have you go off because your only family is your family only by blood. And if I had an option to choose my family. I would not choose the people that are in my family. How about that?
She's not even related to us by blood. She's adopted.
She's
legally adopted.
Mm-mm. I'm not going there.
My grandmother just felt sorry for her little high yellow scraggly behind running around on the island with no home. And I'm not playing when I say it. I'm not even
and
being
the
vicious.
First one to have a hand out. Oh, what did she leave me? Nothing, bitch. Get out of here.
Girl, bye. Talking about, well, I'm in charge.
No, man. You're not.
Yeah, that's the interesting. That's the most interesting thing. Everybody want to divvy up. Everybody got their hand out when before the body gets cold.
Like for real? Like come on, really? Come on. But she ain't the only one. But that's all right because karma got her anyway. Karma gonna stay getting her and everybody else. I ain't beat. I'm still mad at grandma every so often leaving me with these crazy people. Why would she do that? Jeez. But that's a whole different story.
It's hard to.
But it is. And the only thing you can do is remember who they were before they got sick. Before it all came down. That's all you can do because if you really remember them how they were once they got sick, it's going to just continue to eat you up. And that's the hardest thing for someone dealing with it, honestly, because they're physically there day in and day out, and they're seeing this and they're seeing this, and it gets harder and harder to separate it. It does. And it takes a long time after the fact for you to really come to terms with it. It does. And, oh, my goodness, I can't.
At least, you know, we were able to prepare. That's one thing that, you know, so when it happened, she got buried.
You're still
like,
never
quick.
Prepared. You're never prepared.
No, I'm talking about, you know, we was on guard. Because when she got to the point where she was in a coma, and it was at any moment. So there we already had the funeral arrangements and everything. Everything was already on deck. So I already had my emotional breakdown.
But that, to me, that's just kind of like, how could you sit back and just wait? Like the doctor sitting there saying any moment. Like he got the inside track. On what's going on. That's like, to me, that's crazy.
You can tell.
I have to disagree because even though she was in the coma, and we knew she was never going to come out of it. We all knew
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But my mother was in a coma. My mother was in a coma before she, she had an aneurysm. Of course, Astoria General, they were going to let her go. The next thing you know, she fell into a coma. Then she went over to Elmhurst, and she was there for, I believe, like a week. And her heart, they had her on a respirator, and her heart stopped because technically she was brain dead. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So and her heart just stopped, like her heart stopped. So, I mean, it's like how do you know?
I still don't believe there's any. You can know it. You can know it. You can know it. But I still don't believe there's any preparation for it. Because I remember when I got the call from my mother, and something was telling me to go out to New York that day. I was like, nah, forget it, because it's going to be too much. I was already on maternity leave. No sooner than I talked my behind into sitting the heck on back down, guess what? I get the call. And I'm like, you can't be serious.
See, I was already prepared. And the thing about it is, the way they wanted to do it, they was like, well, you know, she's in a coma and whatever, so we might as well just stop her dialysis, and it's not just a wait. So mind you, my uncle and my mom are standing there, and I'm the kid compared to them. I had to jump in. So I said, basically, you want us to kill her. So you want us to intentionally stop her dialysis so she can die. I said, the devil is a liar, and I will sue you all. I said, because my grandmother wouldn't have done it to us. Let God take her. You keep her on dialysis, and you let God stop her from breathing. Because we're not going to do that. You understand? Because the hospital, they need a bed. They don't care. They want to take you out. They're like, okay, she's dead anyway. Let's pull the plug. They made
it. Yeah,
because
they're trying to harvest some organs. You think I'm joking?
No. I told them, you will not stop her dialysis. You will absolutely not. I said, I want God to take her out of here because she wouldn't have done that to us. So, yeah, my mother buckled. We thought we were going to have to put her in the bed next to her. My uncle's standing there. I was like, excuse me, I'm going to have to jump in, y'all. No.
And like I said, it's still one of the hardest things. It is, and it'll never.
It is. It's a nightmare.
And if anybody,
it was a nightmare.
And if anybody sits there and says, "Oh, it wasn't that serious," you know they're lying, right?
Because
it's hard. The first diagnosis you get is, you know, your parent has this or that. It's like what? Now
and
you got to
do the DNR, the do not resuscitate. No, that's that bullshit. You will resuscitate her ass until she can't breathe no more. No. No? Bring her ass back. What are you talking about? No.
Yeah, unfortunately, my mother's already got her stuff, and she already has a DNR in order.
My mom said she don't want that either. My mom was like, no, do not. My mom said she don't want to go through what my grandmother went through.
Yeah, see, my mother already has it.
It's hard. You can't sit here and ask me to just pull plugs and all that. That's like, no.
But I know
even
why my mother.
Rich.
But, and that's the thing. I know my mother. She still works at Astoria General. She's seen it enough. And she's like, I'm not going out like that. I'm like, well, damn.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to be a vegetable. We're not doing that. I'm like.
Yeah, but the thing is, you see it, but no one really knows what it is. Like, you haven't been a vegetable to know what a vegetable is.
But my mother knows enough.
To,
listen, my mother knows enough to say, you ain't doing it to me. And on that respect,
well,
I gotta take her word for it.
I get it, the same thing. But, don't ask me to pull a plug. Like, don't ask me to pull a plug, because it's not going to happen.
I know. Well, my mother's theory is this. She's not asking me to pull the plug. She's just asking me don't bother even starting it. Don't even plug me in. Basically, is what she's saying.
That's what my mom said, too, but I ain't listening to her.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm brave enough not to listen to her.
I mean, no, you can't sit here and tell me to do not resuscitate. Bullshit. Resuscitate ass. I'm like, show me how to do it, I'll do it. Like, no, resuscitate, no, I'm sorry, I can't.
It's one of those things. It's one of the hardest choices you'll ever make as a child and one of the worst decisions you can ever make. You know, it's a double-edged sword because you want to respect their wishes, but at the same token, you're selfish. You're thinking about yourself. And let's be honest, that's what you're doing. Because, honestly, I'm selfish.
I couldn't do it.
I'm honest
now,
about it. I'm selfish.
We got 16 minutes left. Was that so bad?
Yes.
Was that so bad? Why,
yes.
Why
you
was
owe
it bad?
Both, listen, and right now you owe us both bottles of vodka.
Exactly.
Well, bottles?
That'd be
like
Amsterdam coconut or pineapple.
After this, you're buying me a bottle.
Well, wait, what did I
do? As a matter of fact, you're buying me three bottles.
Whoa, three. Wait,
I'm
going to go for one
to three. It better not be some cheap Georgie. It better be some real
vodka.
My bottle
is cheap, so he can buy me two. I like Amsterdam. That one's $19.99.
Oh, no, girl, Amsterdam is good. Oh, I could do Amsterdam.
I know it is. I have that on deck right now.
But Wait, hold on. What was so bad about the situation? Like, listen, we got to air things out. We got to share. And,
because me and Nika went through with our grandmother, and then we got to worry about our moms.
Well, but for me, it's more like, I try not to focus
on anything. Well, you know what? You guys are older dealing with it. Listen, I dealt with most of mine before I turned 20.
Listen,
before I turned 20 years old, every 3 to 4 years, my was dropping off. So I dealt with most of that already.
Whether you're 2 or you're 42, it don't make it easy. It don't.
No,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't make it any easier. But at the same time, I think now there's certain things I could accept more. Reason being because when you're young, you don't get that insight. You don't get those conversations. You didn't, like, there's certain things, questions that I wanted to ask that I was never able to ask. Like, my mother would never grow up to see me become a man, nor my father. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with my grandmother. Like, these are things, they'll never know to see my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, am I angry? Yeah, I'm still angry about a lot of damn things, but that's just me. But on the other aspect of it, like I said, yeah, from 4 to 42, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be a loss. You're always going to feel that loss. But at least they were there to see this. At least they were there to witness that. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, from my end, I can't say that my mother, father, or my grandmother got to see anything. You know what I'm saying? The most I was able to do is give my father a high school diploma. You know,
right.
High school graduation, and that was it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so.
Okay, well, my cousin couldn't give her mother anything because my cousin seen her mother get shot in the head in front of her when my cousin was 2.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, you just went someplace.
No, we're not comparing. What I'm saying simply is that it just, you were able to do that much. Some people can't even do that much. And honestly, it'll never, ever, ever in 1,000 years make up for what you've lost. All I'm saying is,
you know what? And that's the reason
easier.
Why. And
that's
the reason why. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode, to bring certain things into perspective. To bring life into perspective. No, I didn't want to torture anybody because the whole thing is this. It's like, yo, put it like this. I know when I'm on my way to work and I'm on the train and I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking how I have to be better for my daughter, how I have to be stronger for my kid, how I have to make sure that some moves I make will ensure security for her when she gets older. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure it's an eye-opener for the both of you two as well. You know, whether you have kids or not, it's just something that you got to do for yourself. And like I said, it was all about sharing stories and coming together. And it's the common bond, It's the humanity. It is that personal development. You know, like people out here not being human anymore. I don't get it. People are so concerned about their personal agendas. They're so concerned about business and money. Whatever happened to the human factor? Whatever happened to just being kind to someone or nurturing to your kids? You got too many people out here using their kids for a dollar sign, or you got people out here beating each other, shooting each other, killing each other for no goddamn reason. Wars for no goddamn reason. 2 old men bickering, yet they go send armies to fight each other. Don't make no damn sense.
The decline of the human race has been going on for the past century, half a century, however you want to phrase it. And half a century, I'd say. I'd probably say the past 50 years it's gotten worse, and it's going to continue to decline because we've lost touch with who we are. We've lost touch of the simplest things in life. Years ago, what would bring you a smile years ago doesn't bring people smiles now. A simple hello used to bring you a smile. Now someone's saying hello, you got to worry what they up to. You know what I'm saying? A wave can mean so many different things to so many different people. it could lead, it possibly could lead to you being shot. The human factor doesn't exist because no one cares. It's more than just money. It's me, 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 me. It's the self-absorption. And there are a lot of narcissists. Oh, my God. We are overrun by narcissists. We are. Look at the average person. Listen, honestly, the generation, the 90s on up, it's just generations of narcissism. They miss everything. Anyone born 90, 2000, they've missed everything. I'm sorry. Because,
but you know
for whatever
what? But
reason,
that's, but you know what? But that's why, and I don't mean to sound sappy or anything, but that's why God blessed me with two good women hosts to help me with this menu, this, you know, this forum, this talk show, so we can kind of bring it back, man. That art of communication, that intimacy, that human factor. Because that's, to me, that's what it's all about. It's these discussions that make us who we are. It's these personal conversations that nobody really wants to talk about. This is who we are, and this is why we're here, and this is why we do what we do. Because life is relative. As much as some people don't want to see it that way, life is relative. And you share, I share. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, it was a beautiful one. You know what I'm saying? That's just how
True.
I see it.
True.
You know? But we got 8 minutes left. And with that, all right, what's going to be next week's episode?
What's
somebody got to call.
Oh, that's on Nicole. Oh, that must be
Rodney.
Nicole. Yeah, Nicole,
I'm
yeah, come on, Nick.
I'm gay topics. You know, I've been gay topics to you a long time ago. Stop it.
I got to go look them up. Well, let's
so I guess Nicole's topic for next week is
once.
Her swinging from the pole.
Who, Nicole?
Nicole swinging from the pole next week. That's the topic.
No, listen. Okay. I got one.
Okay.
What is it with dudes these boys, these whatever's out here, want to be boys to men with this tough guy thing? Like, why is it being tougher or joining gangs and all that? Like, why being violent has to be like a rite of passage? Like, why
you got
to prove?
Nothing, because they're idiots. But I do have a question. Who is Drake and who is Meek Mill? Who are these boys?
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
Listen, I know who Drake is. That's my dude. But Meek Mill fucked ball and he got slammed by Drake.
Okay, stop. Wait. This is why. Wait. Stop. The only
guy singing nigga.
Yeah, but my thing is,
okay,
I don't. I ain't got nothing against Drake. I ain't got nothing against him.
If you got a ghostwriter,
you're not an MC.
Guys,
if anybody writes
guys?
To you, you're not an MC. Yes.
Wait, hello, guys.
Yes.
I don't know who either one of these two idiots are, but I do know if I hear one more thing about them, I am going to find out who and where they are, and I'm going to beat the crap out of both of them.
You gotta get
the
security first.
I don't care about no security. I'm old. I don't care.
I've never been so annoyed with people that I know absolutely nothing about.
Like I've been annoyed with you. All I'm hearing, I don't care who these guys are. They're not doing anything positive for me.
Exactly. They're not real rappers anyway.
That's what they're supposed to be.
Okay, so whatever. They're not real rappers, I'll tolerate Drake.
So this beef is about two boys from a boy band.
No. What, he got mad
because
he put a album on Twitter?
Oh, okay, but listen, you can't laugh at me because I haven't listened to hip hop since I don't know when. I think
you
the last time
you were doing the
wild. You heard Drake on the radio. I guarantee you heard Drake. You know
I'm
Drake
pretty sure
is.
I haven't, unless he's been on 104.3, chances are no.
I'm
is that country?
If I play. Oh,
no,
is
that's
that
the classic rock station.
Oh, okay, God. Classic rock, okay. Yeah, I forgot
I
what you were
talking
about.
I don't know Meek Mill's music. I don't know any of them.
They both sound like the dumb. They got to be like that other one then. What's his name? The one that's married to the Kardashian. What's his name?
Oh, well, don't go there.
Thank you, that's the one.
Kanye is good. Stop it.
Okay. I've heard
he kind
of
is good. He's just a little emotional.
And
he's
seriously,
good, but he's just a little emotional.
I don't like
but
him either.
I don't like him either.
I would rather listen.
So wait a minute. So what's come on? What is
okay? I would rather listen. Oh yeah.
You just straight off. Good.
I would rather listen to Everlast over these people any day of the week. Okay, I'm done.
I don't
now,
think Everlast even raps anymore, but go ahead.
Yes, he does, because I have his album. Ha ha.
Oh,
okay.
Don't judge.
Wow.
Don't judge old people.
I'm not
don't
judging.
Judge old people. I'm talking about
I miss the old school music, R&B and Rakim, and Kuji.
It's not old school. That's
that.
Golden era. Golden era.
Well,
that's when hip hop was real.
It is.
Okay. So next week's topic is the art of seduction. This is
no, that's the 26th. The art of intimacy.
Oh damn it!
It's 2 hours.
Listen.
So get your wine ready for that night. Get your wine ready. We all gotta get saucy that night.
God, is Hot Rod gonna be guest appearing and causing trouble?
You know he's gonna come through. He's gonna have his own sauce.
Well, see, here's the problem. He must have been practicing it so much because he a daddy again.
Yes, congratulations, Hot Rod. Yes, congratulations.
And I hope it's a girl.
He's a bolder man than I.
Listen.
Leave that man alone.
What's the next topic? Since you be laying down all the topics, you
want to
do all the serious stuff.
Oh, what?
Well, I told you. Listen, we did the serious. Now the next two or three is going to be, you know.
Two or three? You
owe
us six.
That's why I'm like, so hit me. Come on. Come with it, man. We got 3 minutes.
You owe us six
now. Okay.
We'll come up with
something. You owe us six good ones for these three really brain-stressing ones.
Exactly.
Well, listen, life can get like that sometimes. So you got to, you know.
We are the
so, all right, then fine. Since
listen,
y'all
don't
have any ideas.
Off the top of my head,
y'all don't
no.
have any ideas, don't worry. I'll go over to the archive, and I'll look, and I'll see, and I'll take care of that.
How many
okay?
messages have we sent you over the weeks and
exactly.
months?
Exactly.
Oh.
I sent them a couple of topics with my crazy self.
Who did I?
All right.
You,
well, I'll go over
you
them tonight.
You promised to give us the Maury-type radios program here. And I'm getting
Maury,
ready.
Listen, I didn't say nothing about no Maury over there. If it was like that, then chairs would be thrown and fisticuffs. And,
no, that's
you know,
Jerry.
Somebody went with the chair.
Jerry's with the chair.
Mika, we give him topics and he picks his own topic. I'll be looking at the stuff he picked. I was like, we didn't say that. Like, we're on the
Well, listen, all right. So all right, I'm
like,
going to go into the archive and pick. All right. I'm going to find.
All right.
I got it. I'm going to pick one of y'all topics for the next 2 weeks. Then we got the last Wednesday of the month, Art of Intimacy. So get ready for that. 2 hours.
Next 4 weeks.
No holds barred conversation.
Uh-oh.
No holds barred.
I thought I was coming on saucy.
So it is
what it
is.
Well, if that's the case, I'm calling the Kingsborough crew in on this one.
You calling who?
I'm calling Hot Rod, Sean Black, Kerwin. I'm calling everybody in for this one.
Oh,
yeah, I'm call the troops. All the intimacy, August 26th, 2 hour episode. We're gonna really get it in on what you know, the art of intimacy, from conversation to tactics to whatever.
I would love to hear you speak because you so laid back. And quiet and stuff. I would love to hear you say something because we're both.
I'm gonna say my piece, but I will not say it before the 26th. And I'll make sure I leave my disclaimer. That's that.
I thought it was generally getting naked, getting in bed.
Oh, no.
Let's party. I didn't know there was an art to it. Who knew?
There is an art to intimacy.
There's an art to all of that.
Mika.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own art. You got it.
Fine. Get naked. Get in the bed. What more do you need?
Are you kidding me? No. You got to make
that's
fun.
Boring.
Why that's boring? Stop.
Wait
I
a second.
Know.
I'm sorry. Wait,
and
please.
With 55 seconds left.
I didn't tell y'all what was in the bed.
No, but you don't just say get in it. You got to have fun before you get in.
Damn, really?
For
you.
Thank you guys for tuning in, everyone who's been listening.
You.
conclude our episode for this week, and we will be back next week for a topic that will be posted, so stand by.
Oh, geez. We're already in trouble.
Yes. Love y'all much, man. Y'all be easy. Mahalo.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
Good night.
All right. Bye. Good night. Later.
Good night.